Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simin Shin Ayin Hey. We are on page 488. Simin Shin Ayin Hey is Mahim Hadvarim Hashuyim Bechatzer She'enam Osrim. What are the things that are in a chatzer that will not aser? We are going to discuss the Mirpeses in this sif. If you look at the picture across from page 488, it will make the sif a lot easier. So we have two floors. We have the bottom floor, that's called the chatzer. We have the top floor, that's called the aliyah, which is the attics. And the merpeses is the porch outside that leads into the attic. So the mechaber says in sif aleph merpeses, shehu derech la'aliyo sapsuchim la. That is the way to get to the upper floors that are open to it. Va'omedes b'chatzer, and it's standing in a chatzer. Va'olim lo b'sulam, and you go up to the merpeses through a ladder. U'bnei ha'alios yordim mimena l'chatzer, and the people from the upstairs go through the merpeses down the ladder to the chatzer. Va'ovrim lo rishus harabim, that's how they get out to the rishus harabim. Einam osrim al b'nei ha'chatzer. So the people living upstairs that have the merpeses do not aser on the people downstairs in the chatzer. The sulam toras pesach alav, because the ladder gets the din of a pesach. V'have kishtei chatzeros u'pesach b'neim. It's like we've been discussing in the last couple of simonim that you have two chatzeros with a doorway between them. Shimrotzu ma'arvin yachar v'imrotzu kol echad ma'arv latzmo. Whenever you have two chatzeros with a pesach in between, they can choose to either make an eruv together or to make two separate eruvin. Same thing over here. The downstairs and the upstairs with the ladder between them is like two chatzeros of the pesach. They can choose to make an Eruv together or to make two separate Eruvin. The Mechaber ends off Sif Aleph and writes, Ubilvad she'yorvu kol b'nei merpesas la'atzman. As long as the Eruv that's being made for the upstairs joins together all of the people upstairs, all the b'nei merpesas, k'dei she'tehe regel ha'muteres m'koma. So they should be labeled as feet that are mutter in their place, and we will explain all this in the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katan Aleph, Einam osram ha'bnei ha'chotzer. The people living in the attics that have the merpeses do not ask on the people downstairs. Kishalo ervu yachad, when they did not make an eruv together. Ella rather, b'nei ha'alios latzman, the people on the upstairs made their own eruv. U'bnei ha'chotzer latzman, and the people downstairs made their own eruv. V'lo have k'chotzer echad. It's not considered like one chotzer. She'ervu b'nei chetzer latzman, u'bnei chetzer latzman, da'asri ha'adodi. It's not like one chotzer where half made one eruv and the other half made another eruv where they will all be aser. That's not what's going on over here. Ella have k'shtei chotzeros. Rather, like we discussed, it's like two chatzeros. Umari kishamir peses gavo asar tvachim en achatzer. What is absolutely necessary for our case is that merpeses is 10 tvachim above the chatzer. Di ilo haya gavo asar tvachim. If there was no height of 10 tvachim, so havile im achatzer ke chatzer echas. If it wasn't higher than 10 tvachim on the merpeses from the chatzer, then it would be taka, one big chatzer, where they would have to make an eruv together. So we need to be that the two floors are 10 tefachim apart, there's a ladder that connects them, and that gives it a din, like we said, that it is two chatzeros of the Pesach, where they could choose to make an eruv together, or they can make an eruv individually. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, we said, Imrotzu kol echon mor latzmo. Rotzu lomar means to say, Umutul tatal afilu kleha bayas lachotzer. Once they each make their own separate eruv, the people downstairs can take the kalim that started off Shabbos in the house out to their chotzer. V'chein klei aliyah l'merpeses. And the people living upstairs in the aliyos can take their kalim that started off Shabbos in the houses in the aliyos and bring it out to their chotzer, which is the merpeses. Aval klei habayas l'merpeses. But kalim that started off in the houses downstairs to be brought up to the merpeses, o klei aliyah l'chotzer, or kalim that started inside upstairs in the attic to bring it down to the chotzer, that's aser. Kevan shelo ervu yachad. Since in this case they did not make an eruv together, if they made one big eruv together, everyone could carry everywhere. If they made two separate eruvin, that allows each floor to carry from their houses to their chotzer, but not to the other members' chotzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Gimel. The last point the Mechaber said was when they make separate Eruvin, it's going to be okay. They won't aser each other as long as everyone upstairs contributed to the Eruv. Rotzalom means to say, Di'im lo ervu bifnei atzman. If the upstairs did not make their own Eruv, V'hi asura b'mekoma, and it would be asur to carry on the upstairs, oseres gamkein ala chatzer, that would asur also on the downstairs, letalto b'socha mekle abayis. To carry kelim from the houses out to the chatzer would be asur if there was no eruv made upstairs by the merpeses. The merpeses kevan she'ein lo derech acher l'rishus harabim. Since the merpeses has no other way to get out to the rishus harabim, ki'im al yedei chatzer, only by going through the chatzer, havaleka chatzer zelifnim mizeh, like a case of one chatzer inside another chatzer, she'ein lo derech acher ki'im al yedei chatzer achitzona, where the inner chatzer has no way to get out to the rishus harabim except by going through the outer chatzer. The kaim alon lekamav is simin shinayin ches. I'm going to pass later on in shinayin ches. The im b'nei chatzer apnimi lo eruv latzman. If the inner chatzer did not make their own eruv, the havele regel hasur b'mekoma, in which case they have a din of a regel that's usher in their place because they don't have an eruv in their chatzer. Memela usher na lachitzona. So the same way a chatzer in a chatzer, if the inner chatzer didn't make an eruv and they're usher to carry there, their only way out is through the outer chatzer. They asur the outer chatzer. See here also, the only way the downstairs can make their own Eruv is if the upstairs made their own Eruv. If the upstairs has no Eruv, they can't carry there. They walk through the downstairs, and therefore, the people of the Merpeses would aser the people in the Chatzar. That is Sif Aleph, and now we go weiter in Sif Beis. Sif Beis, we're going to read a little bit of the Mechaber, and then we're going to jump down to the Mishabura that really gives a little bit of an introduction and clarifies very much what's going on in the Sif. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Im lo Eruvu Yachad, if the two floors did not make an eruv together, v'yesh b'chotzer tel o amud shehu meshutuf ben shnehem, and in the chotzer downstairs there's some kind of mound or some kind of pillar that is owned jointly by the two chatzeros, the downstairs and the upstairs. Im einam gevoim asara tfachim, if the mound or the pillar is not 10 tefachim high, so hare elu nechshavim bein ha-chatzer bein ha-merpeses, then it's considered both part of the chatzer and the merpeses, u'shneyam osim lahutzi sham kelim shebabatim. Both of them will be usher to carry kelim from their houses. I'd like to just pause over there, because it's going to be very complicated without seeing a mishabura first. So if we jump down to the mishabura in Sivkatan Beis, so bein shneyam, we said you have an upstairs and a downstairs. They did not make an eruv together, and there is in the chatzer downstairs a mound or a pillar that is jointly owned by both of them. Sivkat and Dalin. De'im hu shel echad mehem. If that mound or pillar belonged to only one of the floors, harei hu b'rishusa d'chad, then it would be considered the rishus of that floor. Ve'enam osim ala b'chol gavni, and the other floor would not have the power to asr on them. So it has to be that it is owned by both of them. So then the Mechaber said, Im einam gevoim asar tfachim. This is the key mishabura sivkat and hay. After we see Sivkat and Hei, we'll go back to the Mechaber, and it will all be very clear. So the Mishabura says in Sivkat and Hei, HaKlal Bazeh, the general rule, and this is really an introduction to this Sif, Dekol Shel La'echa Tashmishu Benachas. Any case where you have an upstairs, a merpeses, a downstairs, a chatzer, and you have some kind of rishus, some kind of tail or amud in the downstairs, and you want to know who has rights to use it, so it depends. Kol Shel La'echa Tashmishu Benachas. Anything that one of the floors has an easy use, hainu bekal, ula hasheni bekosha. If one floor has easy use of this place, and one floor has a difficult use, so lo mikri rak rishus laoso shetashmishu benachas, then it's considered the rishus of the floor that has the easy use. The ein hasheni yochal leesor lav, and the second floor will not aser the floor that has the easy use. Avol, im shneyem shavim, if the two floors have equal usage of this area, Hein shehu l'shneim b'kal, whether for both of them it's an easy use, l'hishtameh shal oso mokom, that it's easy to use that area, hein b'kosho, or whether it's both difficult for either of them, shayach l'shneim, in either way, if they're equal, it's either easy for both to use, or it's hard for both to use, then they are equal, u'memela osrim zelze, memela they will ask for each other, lahotzi l'oso mokom, meklei habayis, they would not be allowed to bring from their houses out to this mokom, kevan shelo ervu yachad, since they did not make an erev together. Ve'eze mikri benachas ve'eze bekosha. So we laid down in the first part of this mishabura the rules. If it's easy for one, hard for the other, the one that it's easy for gets the rishus. If it's equal for both, either easy for both or hard for both, then they aser each other. Nobody can use it with kelim from their houses. What is considered easy? What's considered hard? Ve'eze mikri benachas ve'eze bekosha. Mizbar b'gemara, the Gemara explains, the kol she'tzarech letashmisho zrika. Anytime if you want to use the top of that pillar, you're going to have to throw something. Dahainu sha'tel o ha'amud gavoa mimenu asar tfachim. If it is more than 10 tfachim high, so to use it, you have to throw to it. V'tzarech lizrok sham. O she'tzarech shulshul, or you need to lower it down. Dahainu sha'moko mahu namuch mimenu asar tfachim. Or if the mound is 10 tfachim below your rishus, and you have to lower it. So if you either have to raise it up 10 tefachim or lower it down 10 tefachim, that requires some kind of throwing. Kol zeh mikri kasha, all that is considered a difficult use. V'imu pachos me'asar tefachim, if it's less than 10 tefachim, heim bezrika, heim b'shulsha, whether it's going up or going down, mikri b'nachas, that's called an easy use. Less than 10 tefachim, easy, 10 or more tefachim, difficult. Ulefa'amin mikri kasha, sometimes it's called a difficult use as well. Afilu imhu pachos me'asar tefachim. Sometimes it can be less than 10 tefachim and still be considered difficult use. What's that? Kegon sha'oso amuro atel muflug berichog mokom imenu arba tefachim v'tzarech lishog ba'avir. Sometimes it's not in height, it's in distance. So even if it's less than 10 tefachim, but if it's more than 4 tefachim away, so again, to get it there, you'd have to throw as well. That would only be nogeya, the merpesas, the chatzar, it's in your chatzar, so you could just, you're closer to it. But if it's 4 or more away from the merpesas, even if it's within 10, so mitzad the height, it's considered easy, but mitzad the distance, it would be difficult. That is the Mishavur and Sifkat and Hay, which really explains this whole sif. Now if we go back to Sif Beis, and then we'll continue in Sif Katan Vav afterwards, the Mechaber says, you have an upstairs and a downstairs. In lo ervu yachad, if they did not make an erv together, v'yesh b'chatzar telo amachu meshuta ben shnehem, you have a jointly owned pillar or mound that is between them. Im einam gevoim asar tefachim, if it is not going to be 10 tefachim, we'll see in the Mishavur, it means it's not 10 tefachim from the top one down, and not 10 tefachim from the bottom one up. Harei elu nechshavim beina chatzu beina arba pesas is considered equal lagabe both floors memelo ushneim asurim lahotzi sham kelim shebabatim. So both of them, since it's equal usage, are also from bringing their kelim from their houses out to that amud or tail. V'imhem gvoim mikarkoes achatzur asar tefachim, if they are higher than the ground of the chatzur 10 tefachim, so that's hard use. Ubisoch asar lemerpesas is within 10 from the top floor. Vehem besoch arba tefachim lemerpesas, and it's also distance-wise within 4. So b'nei merpesas mutarim. So then the b'nei merpesas easy use is within 10 height and is within 4 of distance. So it's mutter for them. Lefisha tashmisho benachas milivnei achatzur, because in that case the merpesas has easier use than the chatzur. V'im hayu rechokin me'amerpesas arba tefachim ayoser. If it was distance from the merpesas 4 tefachim or more, afal pi shegvoa masara min achatzur, even though it's 10 tefachim high from the chatzur, but it's more than 4 away from the upper floor, v'toch asar lemerpesas, but it's still within 10 of the merpesas, so each one has one side that's difficult. Harei elu bechlal hachatzur v'amerpesas, it belongs to both of them. Lefi sheshneihem efsher lishtamish ben al yedei zrika, because in that case they both need zrika, one height wise and one distance wise. Lefika shneihem asurim lahotzi sham kelim sheshasu b'batim ad sheyarvu. In that case, they'll both be asur to take out kelim from their houses to this area, unless they make an erev together. So that is really everything that we said on top follows from that Mishabur and Sivkatan Hey. But now we'll finish it up in the Mishabura with Sivkatan Vav. If it's Einam Gvoa Masar Tfachim in Haaretz, if the mound is not more than 10 tfachim from the ground, V'gam min hamir pesa shelamalu mehen ein nomuch min asar tfachim. So it's not 10 tefachim higher from the chatzar, and it's not 10 tefachim down from the merpeses. Da'oz noach l'shneihem l'hishtameshem. Therefore, it is equally easy to use that area from both sides. V'lochein osrim zelze, following the rules that we lay down in Sefkat and Aleph, it asks both of them. De'im hayo namuch min merpeses asar tefachim, because if it was lower than the merpeses 10 tefachim, oz hayu nosim osel evnei achatzar, then it would be hard for the merpeses, easy for the chatzar, and we would give it to the chatzar. The lohem tashmisho benachas, because for them the use is easy. V'lebnei hamerpeses bekasha, Hainu Anshe Haliyah, the Bnei Merpeses are the people living on the second floor. Shabateyam Niftochim La Merpeses, that their house is open to their Merpeses. The Iskupas Pischeyam Shavila, and the front stoop of their house is open to the Merpeses. So therefore, that case will be Mutter for the Bnei Chatzer, also for the Bnei Merpeses. Sivkoton Zayim Ushneim Asurim. Vitavko Keshahoya Hatel Vahomut Samuch La Merpeses Besoch Arba Tvachim. So the case where it's less than 10 high from the floor of the chatzer, less than 10 down from the floor of the merpeses, they're both going to be aser, but that's only assuming that this area is within 4 tfachim of the merpeses. The imhayu rechokim mimenu abar tfachim, if it was 4 tfachim away from the merpeses, imkein tashmish ha-merpeses olo bekoshe. If it was 4 tfachim away, that would be a difficult use for the bnei ha-merpeses, v'achotzer benachas, and for the chotzer it would be easy. V'meila v'nosim osel v'nei ha-chotzer, in that case we would give it to the bnei ha-chotzer. Sivkoton ches. We said in this case, if it was 10 tfachim high from the chotzer, and it was within 10 tfachim of the merpeses, says the Mishabura, Dim hoya meruchak asara gam merpeses, if it was also 10 away from the merpeses, hoya lishneim bekosha, it would have been difficult for both of them, v'yad shneim shavim, they both be equal, less or zelzer to aser each other. So rather the case is, the Mechaber says in the third to last line, if it's 10 tfachim high from the chotzer, and it's within 10 tfachim of the merpeses, and it's within 4 tfachim of the merpeses, so the bnei merpeses, we said, get it, because it's an easier use for them. Lufi shetashmisho benachas muvnei achotzer, sivkot and tes. Shehem lo besoch asar tfachim, for the bnei merpeses, in the case that we set up, it's within 10 tfachim. Vigam eno muflogim mimenu, and it's not also more than 4 tfachim away, so it's easy use. Now we're on the last case, the last line of the Mechaber on 488. V'imhoyu ruchokim mehamirpeses arba tfachim oyoser. If it was distance away from the merpeses, 4 tfachim or more. So that's hard. Afal pisha gvoa ma'asorim al-chotzer, even though it's also hard from the chotzer because it's 10 tfachim high. And it's toch asar of the merpeses, so then we said it's equal. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yur Batsalomar. V'imkein hoyo shayach la'amirpeses. Since it's within 10 of the merpeses, it would be shat to the merpeses. Ukemo shakasa mitchil, like we wrote before. Afilu hachi still. Kaven shemuflogim mimenu abar tfachim. Even though it's within 10 height-wise, but it's 4 tfachim away. Ukesherotzen b'nei merpeses l'shtamesham. If the members of the merpeses want to make use of this amud, hu rakai de zrika. They have to use the zrika, they have to throw it, because it is so far away. Nikri tashmisho gamkein bekosha. That's called a tashmish, that's kosher for the merpeses. Zem machmas govo for the chotzer because of the height. Vizem machmas rochgo for the merpeses because of the distance. Sivkotun yud alef etoch asor la merpeses. Vim hoyu nimuchim asor tfochim gamme ha merpeses. So we set up the case that it's 10 tfochim high from the chotzer. It's within 10 tfachim of the merpeses, but it's 4 away from the merpeses, so they each have one aspect that's difficult, they ask for each other. But zoktim mishabura, v'im hoyu nimuchim asar tfachim gam merpeses, if it was not only 4 tfachim away from the merpeses, it was also 10 tfachim down from the merpeses, then already we have yesh deos baposkim, that's a major machlokas aposkim. Yesh omrim, there are those who say, dekevon shelabal ha-merpeses yesh shtei reyosos, since the ones living upstairs have two difficulties. Number one, shenimuchim asara, it's lower than 10. The gamu flogin arbar tvachim, they're also 4 tvachim away. So imkein tashmish shel anshi achotzer noach yoser shom v'nosnim osor lahem. One shita says, if the bnei achotzer is 10 tvachim high, that's one difficulty. If the bnei merpeses have 10 tvachim down and 4 away, so they have two difficulties, so memelu we give it to the bnei achotzer. That's shita number one. V'yesh omer, and there are those who say no. Dekevon shelahachotzer nami gavo asar tfachim. Since lamaisa is difficult for both, it doesn't matter that it's more difficult for the bnei merpeses. It's difficult for both because the people in the chotzer also have this tail at 10 tfachim high. So mikri lishneim tashmisho bekasha. That's called for both of them difficult usage for osrim zelz and they asar on each other. One last case of the mishabur over here, beginning on line number 5 on page Reish Mem Hei. New case. Bor shebechotzer. Here you have a pit in a chotzer, not the pictures on the side, that is for tomorrow's shir. A bor that's in the middle of a chotzer. Shel b'nei ha-merpeses u b'nei ha-chotzer b'shutfus. Our same case. You have it downstairs and you have it upstairs. In the chotzer downstairs, there is a bor that is owned by both floors. U makifaso chulyo gvor asar tvachim. It's surrounded by dirt and that dirt has a height of 10 tfachim. Usmucha lamer peses besoch arba tfachim. And this boar is within 4 tfachim of the merpeses. But again, there's a mound of dirt around it that's 10 tfachim high. So memelo osrim ze al ze kishlo ervu yachad, lamalos mayim bedlisha shavas babayas. O balios, they aser on each other if they didn't make an error together from drawing water with a pitcher that started off Shabbos either in the houses downstairs or the aliyos upstairs. V'chein lahachnas amayim lebateim, and also to bring in the water to the houses downstairs or upstairs is aser. V'ein nosim oso livnei amir peses, and we don't give the rights to the bnei amir peses. Hoel v'gam lahem tashmisho bekasha, because here you have a boar that the people upstairs have to go down more than 10. And the people downstairs have to get over the chulia that was 10 tefachim high, so it's difficult for both of them. So ho'el v'gam lehem tashmisho b'kosha agdei shul shlasar tefachim labor, since they have to go down with difficulty to draw the pitcher down 10 tefachim into the pit, it's considered difficult for both, and they both aser. V'afilu im habor mole mayim ad gova ha'chulia shesmucha l'mepeses. Even if the water in the bor is so high, it goes all the way to the top, and it's right next to the merpeses, usr, it is still usr for the bnei amir peses, even though it's very easy to get water. Why? Mishum gzeira shema yachsaru hamayim b'shabbos. We're worried, even though right now the water is very high and they have easy use, it's within 10 tefachim, but on Shabbos the water may go down, v'yishtamshu bo kabatchila, and they're going to continue using like they did before, when it is tashmisho b'kasha. So even though the water is high, so it's very easy for the bnei mir peses, and it's hard for the bnei chatzer, it's usr for both, because we view it as difficult for both, because during Shabbos the water level very likely will go down, and it will become difficult for the bnei mir peses to draw water from there as well. Avol, one last point. Im hoya habor mole bedover she'enitol b'shabbos. If the boar was filled with something that's muktzah, that you can't move on Shabbos, something usr, so then we have no worry that it's going to go down. Harehu ke'omud otel gavoa asara mechatzer. Then we would view this pit with the top as a mound that's 10 tefachim high from the chatzer. V'toch asara la merpeses, and it's within 10 from the merpeses. Shenosim oso livnei merpeses. In that case, you would give it to the bnei merpeses. Kishenu muflo b'kenegda arba tefachim mekanal. As long as it's not distance 4 tefachim away. L'ishtamish al gaba. So since it's filled with something that's not going to go down, because it's usr, you want to put something on top of it, which you're allowed to do that. If you're not moving the muktzah, you're just putting something on top of it, that would be permissible. So in that case, there's no concern it's going to get lowered. If it's within 4 tefachim of the merpeses distance-wise, and it's less than 10 to put something on it, because the level of whatever that dover is that's in the board is very high. So for the merpeses, it's tashmisho benachas, and for the chatzar, since it's 10 tefachim high, it needs a zrika, that's tashmisho bekasha, then we would give the rights to the merpeses. We'll stop here and continue with Siv Gimel Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.